Jim Dinko calling from Peru, New York. Just got done listening to Alan's mesmerizing interview with Joseph Persico, FDR's historian, and it was an amazing program. Alan, good questions. Terrific background on World War II and FDR and his generals. It was just a terrific program, and it's what I've come to know about WAMC. Thanks.
Franklin Bennett from Corinth. I heard Netanyahu's speech yesterday to Congress broadcast by WAMC, and I was just curious if the Palestinian president were to, in the unlikely event, come and speak to Congress and express his fears about the next time the Israelis were going to come back and kill thousands of his Palestinian people. Would WAMC also broadcast that?
My name's Sherry. I live in Saratoga, and I just want to thank you for broadcasting Netanyahu's speech. I want to thank you for respecting the intelligence of your listeners, because I, for one, was really happy to listen to it and draw my own conclusions and my own thoughts without being influenced by anyone else's commentary, Republican, Democrat, whatever. Thank you for respecting our intelligence.
Josh from Capitol, New York, and I am calling to thank you for your support of educators. I myself am an educator that worked very hard to perfect my craft, changing every year from day to day to make sure I'm the best educator I can be, and I truly appreciate your support.
Hi, Roundtable. Runways are numbered not 1, 2, 3, 4. They're numbered based on their angle. Runway 18 would be at 180 degrees.
I was calling in response to something that Rosemary Armeo just said about red meat and fur coats. You know, it's one thing to defend the consumption of red meat, which I don't do myself, or at least I'm loath to do. It's another thing to say altogether to support humans wearing fur coats, totally unnecessary. Consumption of red meat, big brains, biological necessity, okay? Fur coats, biological necessity? No way.